Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the On the Sidelines podcast. I am your host, Matthew Richards, here with this week's guest, Isabella Lianio.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me today.
And Issa has graced us with her presence this week to talk about this amazing fundraiser she's got going called Smash Cancer. So would you tell us a little bit about how Smash Cancer came to be, what it's about?
Definitely. So it all started when my grandfather was diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia. He was diagnosed, I want to say, in 2010, kind of progressed, and then he ultimately succumbed to the disease in 2013. I was only 13 at that time, in sixth grade. So I didn't really have the means of kind of like creating such a foundation that it's become. But that kind of like planted the seed. I kind of knew that I wanted to do something to address cancer and just see what I can do on my part. And so starting in 2019, I believe I was a junior in high school, I met up with my doubles partner at the time and we kind of talked about it. She had her own experience with a family member going through cancer, and we decided to create Smash Cancer in 2019. So that was our inaugural year. And essentially what it is a 12-hour tennis-a-thon. So we play 12 hours of consecutive tennis, and all of our funds go towards our benefactor, Stand Up to Cancer. And essentially what that organization does is promote cancer awareness and raise funds. So that's the idea, to incorporate something a little fun like tennis towards a bigger cause. And although it's just a small act, you know, just one tennis court, like people playing, it goes a long way, not only to raise money and awareness, but also uniting like the local community.
And so how many years has the event been going on?
So this will be almost our sixth year going. It started in Miami, Florida, which is where I'm from. And then ever since I came to New Orleans my sophomore year, so 2 years ago now, it's been happening in New Orleans as well. And we tend to have 1 to 2 events a year, alternating between the two cities. So yeah, it's been good.
And so when is the event this year?
So the event is
this, and where?
Yes. So the event is this coming Sunday, April 28th, and it'll be at City Park, which is the home courts for the Wolfpack.
Awesome. Awesome. And so if you don't mind me asking, could you give kind of like a rough estimate of how much money you've been able to raise for cancer research?
Sure. So cumulatively, we're nearing 30,000, which is crazy considering it started as like just two high school girls thinking of something fun to do. And then we obviously parted ways once we went to different colleges. I kept going like on with it, and just seeing how it's evolved into what it's become now, I didn't really expect it to kind of explode once coming to Loyola. I just thought it would be a fun thing for the tennis team, but then it's included not just the athletic department, but the greater Loyola community and also the local New Orleans community.
That is awesome. That is really awesome. And so we want to talk a little bit, we want to get to know you a little bit better today. So tell us a little bit about what brought you to Loyola. I know you mentioned you're from Miami. So what kind of brought you to come to Loyola?
Sure. So I have kind of an interesting story. I graduated in 2020, so amidst COVID. I knew I wanted to play college tennis. I had initially committed to a university, Division I university in Philadelphia called LaSalle University. Again, because it was in the middle of COVID, a lot of things happened that were unprecedented, and that one of those things being my program being defunded.
Altogether?
Yes, at LaSalle University. And so I had three choices. I could either stay there and just continue my academic career there, just not playing tennis. I could either go back home to Florida or somewhere there and do college somewhere else, or I could keep playing collegiate tennis elsewhere. I really didn't know what I wanted to do, to be honest, between those three options. And then I decided to put my name in the NCAA transfer portal, and that's where I encountered Coach Matt Llewellyn, the coach at Loyola, and we had a great interaction and relationship from the get-go. came here to do a visit, met some of the girls, and instantly fell in love. And so I transferred here in the fall of my sophomore year in 2021, and it's been great ever since.
Tell me about a couple of things that kind of have stuck out to you about your time at Loyola.
A big thing for me, I think, when choosing a college was, I mean, in addition to the athletic department, obviously, is the academics. Academics are a big thing for me. I eventually want to go to medical school, or I'm applying this cycle. And so I really value academics and what they have to offer. I knew I wanted to go to a smaller school in terms of like professor to student ratio. I really appreciate that like intimate relationship between professor and student. And I'm not just like a number to them in a huge lecture room. So I really like that relationship that you can develop with your professor. They know you by your first name. They know what you're doing outside of the classroom. And I've really come to appreciate that throughout the years. And just the community in general. Like, I've met my mentors. I've met my family on my tennis team. And so it's just been great, like, the environment that Loyola really fosters and, like, encourages.
So you mentioned you're going to medical school. So what's your major?
So I am currently a biology major with a chemistry minor on on the pre-med track. And yeah, I actually take my MCAT in 2 weeks. So.
Oh, wow.
So
best of luck. Best of luck to you. So what inspired you to pick that major and that minor? Because that sounds like a lot.
I mean, not to sound cheesy, but it all just kind of roots, or like everything is just based on my grandfather. He was an anesthesiologist, and my father's side of the family, they're from the Philippines. And so him and his wife, my grandmother, immigrated to the U.S. To do their residency and start their practices here so that they can make money and send that money back to their family in the Philippines. And so he gave up everything to come to the States and make his own family. And this day that I was born, he retired so that he can recommit to his family, but in a different way. And so just seeing that like unrelenting like commitment to both medicine and his family, and just like that devotion, is kind of what inspires me every day to just keep going despite whatever hardship. And that's why I've chosen medicine above any other career. And just doing everything else that I do, like extracurricular wise, and all the experience and shadowing that I've done, just really solidifies my interest in pursuing such a career.
Do you have like any specialty in mind that you're trying to go?
I enjoy orthopedics. Like, I've shadowed orthopedic surgeons, and I think it's kind of cool that you can integrate that idea of like sports medicine, which obviously I'm interested in. But I've always had a little calling for anesthesiology because of my grandfather, so we'll see where that brings me.
That's amazing. So I know when we were trying to set this up, you were telling me how your schedule was packed because the tennis team is leaving for the conference championships this week.
Correct.
So could you tell me a little bit about kind of how this season has gone so far and what the attitude of the team is?
Definitely. I think we're absolutely killing it right now. I feel like that's shown both on and off the court. We just broke the top 10, which we've never done in program history. And that's really indicative and reflective of the effort the girls have been putting forth since the beginning. We had a tough schedule at the beginning, playing mainly Division I schools, and we were neck and neck with them right there. And I think coach deciding to do that particular schedule really prepped us for the rest of the season and playing like other NAIAs, schools within our conference and whatnot. And I think we finished with a big bang at the end of our regular season, taking out a Division I team that we had lost to at the beginning. And that was the first time we've beaten a Division I team. In terms of the girls, the attitude has just been great. I mean, everyone, whether you're the number one starter or you're right off the bench, like, everyone is so supportive and so all in all the time. There's never like an ounce of "we don't got this" or "it's too hard" or "burnout," or that's just not a thing that is even vocalized on our team. And so it's very encouraging. It it makes it worth it to wake up every morning at 5:30.
Oh goodness.
Yeah. So I do it for the girls, you know, and I think that's what makes it all worthwhile.
So I know college tennis is a little different than most other sports here, and that you guys play all throughout the school year.
Yes,
right?
We do.
So how is like navigating that as a student athlete kind of, I don't want to say challenging, but
it is.
How is it difficult?
Mm-hmm. It can be, definitely.
Since it's untraditional.
Yeah. So kind of touching back on what I said earlier, that relationship that we have with our professors here, that you're not just a number, they know you by name, they know that you're a person. It really helps when you have to miss like more than a day of school. Like I'm missing 4 days this week. But my relationship with my professors allows me to miss that and not fall behind and not feel like I'm missing out. They'll do the Zoom recordings. They'll keep me updated with homeworks and tests and whatever it is. And so that really helps. But I think just being a student athlete, you've learned to like juggle and you've learned to balance and not procrastinate and just manage your time wisely between your sport and your academics while also incorporating some fun time, you know, because otherwise
we'd all go a little crazy.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And so I know you guys were able to make the conference final last season, right?
Yes, we were.
And I think that was the first, I want to say that was the first time.
I believe so,
history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is the attitude of the team like, knowing that you guys have that to live up to this season?
I mean, I don't think we expect anything less than a conference championship this year. We all know we can do it. We're the second seed going into the tournament. I'm pretty sure this is the highest we've ever been seeded as well. We've taken out teams we've never taken out before, and it's not just like a close 4-3 score. We'll be rolling through these teams 7-0. And so, I mean, I think everyone knows that we can come out with a trophy, which we've never gotten before, and I think that makes the girls even hungrier and want it even more.
Well, I'll definitely be looking forward to seeing what you guys can do. And so we have a few more questions that we would like to kind of ask, just to kind of get a better idea of who you are. So the first one is, what's one current dilemma you have that bothers you?
Current dilemma. I'd say that I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time to do everything that I want, just because I can't. I mean, I'm literally racing back and forth between classes, practice. I work at East Jeff in Toro.
Oh, yeah.
At the hospital as a medical assistant. I'm back and forth everywhere. And I wish I can do even more, you know, but that's something I can't control. And so I've been just trying to prioritize what I can and go from there.
Has there been anything in particular that you felt like, man, I really, when I get the chance to do that, I really want to do that?
I think this sounds silly, but just not living near my family, I really value the time where I can just sit and FaceTime like my whole nuclear family. I really value that. Even if it's something as silly as like 5 minutes, everyone's just going to bed or whatever it is. I really value that time. It keeps me grounded and like makes me realize that I'm not alone. Even if I do feel alone or that I feel overwhelmed, I know that I have that support system always. So I really value that time.
Oh, absolutely. Trust me. So I'm originally from here in New Orleans, and that's always something that was part of the reason I am here, was like, I need that immediate support kind of available to me. All right, next question. Who is your favorite athlete? And it could be in the sport you play or outside of the sport you play.
I feel like that's really changed throughout the years. I feel like everyone's go-to is like Serena or Federer, like the GOATs. An athlete that I'm particularly fond of right now is Ben Shelton. He's like an up and coming in men's tennis. I actually knew him growing up. So he's from Florida originally. I would see him at all the tournaments. He has an older sister, a year older than I am, and so I would play her all the time. So I knew the family, and it's just been crazy to see like how he started like I did, you know, as a D1 player, and then suddenly he's in the top 10. So I appreciate that, and I think it's super cool, and he's fun to watch. He's a very entertaining player.
He is. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. He went to Florida, right?
Yeah, he went to UF. So he actually, the coach there is his father.
Right.
At UF.
Right,
and yeah. Then once he turned pro, his dad left to follow him and coach him in the pro circuit. So it's a really interesting story, yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. All right, so your biggest meaningless pet peeve.
My pet peeve. A thing that I always get made fun of on the team is that I always need a plan. And if people don't make plans, that is my biggest pet peeve. And I know it's silly, but I need to know to a T, what time are you picking me up? What are we eating for dinner? Always. And if you don't have a plan for me, then I get really annoyed with you.
Nah, so I can understand that. As a student athlete, your time is very regimented,
mm-hmm.
I guess. So I can understand that personally. It seems a little strict to me. I guess I'm a little more flexible with mine, but I absolutely understand that. Yeah, because I come from people who are very much like that, and mm-hmm. I can appreciate
very type A. I am.
I can very much appreciate the inherent discipline. That is, all right. The last movie or TV show you watched?
Last movie or TV show. I'm a sucker for like Disney. I love Disney. I love like cartoons, Pixar. I've been watching Modern Family recently with my boyfriend, and that's been fun.
All right, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to think. So, what's the latest Disney movie that's coming out?
I think the new, like, the Inside Out 2 that's coming out soon.
Yeah, with anxiety.
Like, the new emotions.
Yeah, so with all the new emotions.
That'll be fun. I want to watch the new tennis movie that's coming out with Zendaya, Challengers.
Yeah.
I think that comes out this weekend. So I think some of the girls and I are going to try and
watch that. I'm not sure about that movie. I keep wanting to see Zendaya as one particular thing.
She's changing.
She's not, but I'm still like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. this feels very, very adult, and I'm not sure how to feel about it. But yeah, that's really cool. Okay, if you could have dinner with any celebrity, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I never know how to answer these questions. Honestly, I wouldn't pick a celebrity. I'd probably pick like one of my like grandparent, or someone I haven't met in my family. I'd love to do one with both of my grandfathers. They both passed when I was early on, and I just didn't have that time to really have like mature conversations with them. So obviously, my grandfather that I dedicate Smash Cancer to, and then my maternal grandfather. He has like this crazy story that he came to leave communism in Cuba from Castro, and I just would love to like talk to him now as like an adult and just really understand like everything that he went through. So I would take that over celebrity any day of the week.
Nobody's ever answered like that. Okay, that's really cool. I keep saying it, but it's the truth. Okay, if you could be the best in the world at one thing, but only for one day, what would it be and why?
I don't know. I feel like I want to be like a pro athlete, like for one day and just live that life. Like I think when I was watching March Madness and all that, I was just like, this is crazy. Like I would just love to do something like that stage, you know, or just a grand slam in tennis or something like that. I would take that one day.
Did you, were you invested in March Madness this year?
Somewhat. I don't know. My boyfriend's into basketball. That's the only reason I really watched it. And my dad, they were both very involved in with their brackets and whatnot. So,
did you fill one out with them?
I did. I got second place out of 20, and I only based it off of their mascots. So.
Oh goodness. Yeah. So I'm one of those people who thinks really hard about it, just to get really upset the first day.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened to my dad and my boyfriend. They were both looking at stats and past records and all this stuff, and I'm just looking at colors and the animals and stuff.
Yeah.
And I beat them both, so.
Yeah, I think you guys go about it the right way, because honestly, my way clearly doesn't work for me anymore, so I think, yeah, I'm going to call you next March and just be like, so who are you picking? Cool, I'll pick them. So your current career, which we'll say is playing tennis, right, is canceled. For the purposes, we'll say tennis doesn't exist anymore, okay, right, as a sport. What are you doing instead?
At a different sport, you mean?
It could be that. It could be no sports. It could be whatever you need it to be.
I definitely would need to play a sport. I've never been the type to just do something inside. I need to do something active. I think I would, like, try soccer or something. I'm not cut out for, like, volleyball or basketball. I don't have that height, but I feel like soccer would be fun. It's a big thing in South Florida, and I don't know. I've never really played, like, a team sport like that, so that would be a cool dynamic to be a part of, I think.
Yeah, I've thought about kind of, when I ask that question, I always kind of think about it myself. I'm like, so I don't really know what I'm doing enough to say my current thing is canceled. Yeah, that kind of freaked me out, because mm-hmm. I'm a writer, and so I'd be like,
what now?
Yeah, I'm like, what you mean I can't, like, write anymore? That feels kind of necessary to society. And so I never even get that far. I never even get past the first question.
It's scary to think about.
You a big book reader?
I used to be. Again, don't have the time, but I was always into, like, those futuristic dystopias. Like your standard Hunger Games, Divergent,
right,
Maze Runner, Harry Potter. My parents, when we were little, my siblings and I, we had to read the books before we were allowed to watch the movies.
Oh, the Harry Potter movies.
Mm-hmm. So we were always racing each other to finish the books. So that's when I was really a bookworm.
Is there one book that you've been meaning to read?
I just watched the movie, that prequel for The Hunger Games.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
Songbirds and
Snakes
something.
Or something like that, yeah. I watched the movie. I'd like to read the book. I also just bought a book. It's like called Something Dog, the Nike book.
Shoe Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shoe Dog. Yeah.
So I've been meaning to read that, just trying to find the time.
Yeah, so I've read that one.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. You know, it's about Phil Knight's life, kind of himself. And I think there's a lot of lessons you can kind of take away from it that I think could apply to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he still is able to make it uniquely his.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that's a good one. Have you seen the movie?
No.
Yeah, me either. Yeah, I read the book, but it was like, do I really want to see this movie? And it wasn't because the book was particularly bad or anything. Mm-hmm. I was like,
is it worth it?
Yeah. Because
then you get disappointed. I feel like books are always better than movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. I'm as the writer, that's kind of where I'm obligated to fall.
Mm-hmm.
That the book is better than the movie. Well, those were all the questions I had. Let us know where we can find more information about Smash Cancer.
Definitely. I think the easiest way is our Instagram account. So it's at smashcancer_Loino. And there you can find all of our posts, obviously. And then is also our link for our GoFundMe platform. And there you can not only donate, but there's a huge essay that I've construed throughout the years, just really explaining the background of the event and how it's come to be. So that's where our main hub of information can be found.
Awesome. Well, congratulations for all the success you have had and will continue to have, I feel very comfortable saying. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your very busy schedule to meet with us and sit down with us. We appreciate you. And best of luck in the conference tournament. I hope you guys are able to bring home that championship.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It was fun.
Yep.